What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you know, there are ways for someone to get taken out, or excuse me, a woman to get taken out, but to just do it with your bare hands. Gentlemen, that is one of the most primal ways for a woman to be taken out, for a man to put that mask on. Like the man in this article that was sent to me by, of course, Neo the Outflanker, that was published on the 13th of February. Pennsylvania man beat girlfriend to deletion, dropped a sofa on her body, then took a nap. Quote unquote, painful and brutal. Gentlemen, if you used to go to the club, there was always a certain set of songs that if you heard, you knew there was going to be a fight that night. So yes, I'm going to be doing a whole lot of fight songs throughout this particular article. Let's go ahead and start off with the first one. This man said, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said, knock you out. I know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Pennsylvania man was found guilty of the savage beating deletion of his girlfriend. After a week-long trial, Leroy Brom III, 38, was convicted of first-degree termination, multiple counts of aggravated assault, simple assault, and recklessly endangering another person in connection with the deletion of 21-year-old Annabelle Meenan, according to a news release from the Chester County District Attorney's Office. Oh, yeah. Once again, we have a situation of a woman who knew she was with a crazy-ass dude, but more than likely disrespected him anyway. Prosecutors said Brom, quote-unquote, savagely beat Meenan on multiple occasions leading up to her December 4th, 2021 termination. And many of the brutal beatings were recorded on an in-home security system Brom had installed in the mobile home trailer he shared with Meenan, who he met while she was in high school. Yeah, what a piece of shit. However, as much smoke as I would have for him, like I said with the last HMT that I did with the young girl who chose the older man, in the end, she chose him. She chose to be with him. She chose to lay down with him. So ultimately, yeah, she chose the man that decided to end up putting her lights out permanently. Quote unquote, the defendant unfathomably, brutally, and systematically beat his girlfriend to deletion during the course of a night. District Attorney Christopher L. DeBarana Sorobi said in a statement after the verdict, quote unquote, the jury rightfully recognized that the defendant was guilty of all charges. Prosecutors allege that during the trial, that Brahm grew jealous of a relationship that he and Meenan had with a man they went on an ocean cruise with late in the summer of 2021, according to the Daily Local News. One must question, who was this man? How old was this man? Did she keep in contact after the cruise? Questions that should have been answered. Quote unquote, he was done with Annabelle choosing another man instead of himself, Deputy District Attorney Kathleen Wright told the jury, per the Daily Local News. Quote unquote, he wanted to reassert his control over her. You see, gentlemen, you see how they love to twist things like this around? You not wanting to be disrespected as a man means you're trying to control her as the woman. However, gentlemen, however, when she starts disrespecting you, yeah, that is a clear-cut sign that you need to pack up and leave. But, like I said, not every man is going to take that route. Prosecutors said on the night of her deletion, Brahm repeatedly beat her, stomped on her head, dropped a sofa on her, then sat on the sofa, and then fell asleep. The Daily Local News reported. Wow, I guess her new nickname was Fire, because he damn sure stomped her out. Quote unquote, she died a painful and brutal deletion, Wright said. Well, I guess he decided, you know, maybe he was listening to the old crime mob and said, I'll beat your ass. Boy, this definitely was not a good way to go for this woman. However, ultimately, she chose the man who decided, you know what? You disrespected me. I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. Literally. East Vincent Township Police were called to the Spring City trailer on December 4th, 2021, after a report of a medical emergency. Meenan was found lying on the living room floor, quote unquote, with wounds and extensive bruising on her face, chest, arms, and legs, according to a police press release at the time. Quote unquote, doctors told investigators that the victim had extensive trauma to her head and face and bad lacerations, bruising on the rest of her body, including her arms, legs, torso, and pelvic area, the press release stated. Once again, gentlemen, what could have driven this guy to such a brutal and just outright rage-filled state? Gentlemen, as you know, the more they try to paint a woman in a positive light, the darker secret that she more than likely held within that drove this man to such a berserker state. Inside the home, investigators discovered quote-unquote blood stains on the kitchen walls, the oven's glass door shattered, a hole in the wall, and the victim's damaged cell phone on the floor. According to the press release, the defendant's hand, finger, and elbow had bruising and swelling. Meenan was transported to the Phoenixville Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries. A medical examiner concluded that Meenan died of cardiac arrest due to cocaine and alcohol consumption. But the cardiac arrest was caused by the severe beatings she endured per Daily Local News. Brahms' lawyer argued that Meenan's death was not premeditated and that prosecutors couldn't be certain that her deletion wasn't a result of the cocaine use per Philadelphia Inquirer. Well. Now that is a very interesting twist. Despite all of the beatings that she took, it was actually cardiac arrest that did her in. But of course, as you all know, they want to make sure that they emotionally charged this case as much as they could. Which, what more can be said, gentlemen? You had the one woman talking about, oh, he wanted to reassert his control over her. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their trailer. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. Well, I got to go with the hands of hate and the feet of fury. Got to give that a 25. Even though, gentlemen, keep it in the back of your mind, they said it was actually cardiac arrest that did her in. Psychological impact. Gonna give this a 30 because of the outrageous blood-splattered scene that the cops came across. And of course, for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give this a 45 because of all of the damage that they said was done to this woman. So Leroy, the brutalizer, Brahm, gets a score of 110. There are some things that I would definitely ask. Was he on drugs during that time? Doesn't say that. Maybe they actually hid that. Just saying, that wouldn't be the first time that evidence that could actually exonerate a man was actually hidden by the prosecution. We all know. There have been a lot of cases in which evidence was purposefully withheld just to get that conviction. And of course, I'm going to repeat, they made sure to emotionally charge this as much as possible. I mean, look at the girl. She's the typical American princess. So of course, they want to make sure, oh yeah, this guy is going down. However, like I said, ultimately, she chose him. He first started dating her when she was in high school. Where were her parents? Oh, yeah. Questions that should have been asked, that should have been properly answered. But as we all know, when it comes to trying to indict a man and get a man locked up, oh, we're just going to push those questions to the side. No. Mm-mm. So, another question that I would have. You mean to tell me during that entire time that she was just being ragdolled? She didn't defend herself in any way, shape, or form? She didn't throw a punch? Nothing? You mean to tell me he literally treated her like a punching bag, you know, the whole time? Oh, come on now. One thing that I did notice, they did not say she sustained any broken bones. Yeah, no matter how much pain you were put through, if your bones are not broken, guess what? You can run out that damn house. Or was she hopped up on cocaine and all that stuff before it went down? Like I said, questions that truly should have been asked that more than likely were not asked. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think, oh, just because a man doesn't want to be disrespected by you, he's trying to control you. You better understand this, ladies. You better understand this and get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think that society grants you by being a female, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to be disrespected by you while at the same time being told to restrain themselves, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, there are more men out there who are deciding, you know what? If you disrespect me, yeah, hey, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. And guess what? You're going to get the beats. She got the beats. She got the beats. She got the beats. Woo! She got the beats. And yeah, ladies, when that happens, there will be nobody there to get that man off of you. But hey, I keep saying it, but the message will also go unheeded. Why? Because your female fuckery, that emotion that you get from it, that's going to override your sense of self damn preservation. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.